Check 1-2, the Fat Maxter, Almighty Triple XL, coming at y'all live and direct. Max City Limits Radio Show, MaxCity.com, and PowerAndStrategy.com. Okay, yeah, let's see here. I'm going to go ahead and answer a question, basically piggybacking off the show that I did yesterday, pertaining to me and my long time on and off Breezy since 2006. All right, when we was talking about her going to get the tattoo and actually how she was spending this other nigga to go kick it with me, parlay, have lunch, go shopping, and all that, right? Let me see here. Let me try to find it. My man Brian Jenkins hits me up, right? Brian says, appreciate the content, bro. However, I got to call bullshit on your girl. She lied to the dude because she wants to continue the relationship with him. True. Okay, I'm interjecting that. That is true. Then Brian goes on and says, otherwise, she would have told him that she was out with you. So her saying she doesn't owe him any explanations is true, but she gave him a lie to keep him around. True. Okay. True. Question to you, Big Mike, is this. Do you respect her for that? A tattoo with your name shows love and respect for you, but her hiding the truth from the guy indicates she has some type of feelings for him. Well, that's not necessarily true. You gotta know your animal, man. You know what I mean? Like I said, I've been fucking around with this broad since 06, and she's cold-blooded, man. The chick is cold-blooded. She reserves her feelings for very select few folks, bro. The main reason why, like I said, I know this broad. The main reason why she's lying to homeboy is because she's trying to get some paper out this motherfucker, man. That's what she's doing. Because even when I was, let me try and get the chronological events right here. While we was out and we was getting the tattoo, right? I'm like, okay, so what you gonna tell your homeboy? Of course, you've already spoke on that, Brian, where you was like, wait a second. She says that she don't owe him no explanation, but yet and still, she's lying to him. Now, if she really had feelings for homeboy, if it was really that deep, she wouldn't be out getting no tat with Big Mike on her arm. You know what I mean? Her main thing is she's trying to get some dividends and some ends out this dude. You know what I mean? And I'm sensitive to that. I told her. I'm like, so when I take you back to your spot, because I knew dude was going to be next door waiting on her, I'm like, do you want me to drop you off down the street, down the block or whatever? You know what I mean? Because I don't want to fuck up your money. I'm not trying to fuck up the hustle. You know how me and you get down. All right? She was just like, no. She's like, fuck that. Drop me off in front of my house. And I'm like, bet. Right? But as soon as we get to her house, you know, I see homeboy. He, next door, standing out on the porch. You know, I'm like, where do gangster niggas do this shit at? You know, I'm like, he handcuffing hard. You know what I'm saying? But to your observation, Brian, typically, when I let her out the car, she hugs and she kisses me. And of course, while he was standing there on that porch looking at us, she jumped straight out the car. She did not give me no hug nor a kiss. But I'm not tripping it because I know how she get down. She's a player, man. She'll play with this dude for about maybe a couple months, and then she'll move on once she can't milk him no more. So the question is, do I respect her for lying to homeboy and playing a game with him and spinning him? And I mean, like playing him. That has no relevance towards our relationship. I don't give two shits what she do to the next nigga, as long as she respect our game, as long as she respects what we do. You know what I mean? I'm going to let these Superman niggas think they Superman. But I know how she get down when she really feeling somebody. If she's really feeling somebody, she'll barely even talk to me. I mean, there won't be no phone calls. There won't be no text messages. It'll be like she don't even know who I am, man. We've gone like months, damn near a year at one point where she didn't even holler at me, man. But this is where she got married to her little, her stud dyke. So I know her vibe and I know her energy when she lying to somebody because she has so-called feelings for him versus she trying to keep him around so she can suck the nigga dry. You know what I mean? As far as his ends and his dividends, right? And of course, she denied fucking homeboy, right? Because I was like, so how deep is your relationship with cuz? You know what I mean? I'm like, you giving him the ass? You giving him the booty? And of course, she said she wasn't. I don't know about all that. And I don't really see a reason why she would lie because we, you know, we both do what we do. She know about my bitches and I know about her. Little rendezvous with X, Y, and Z nigga. You know what I mean? So, but it's still irrelevant to me. I don't really care if she fuck him or not. I don't care what she do with the nigga, man. But nah, she not going to really tell homeboy that she out with me. She not going to really come out with it like that. Even though the tattoo gives it away. I don't know how he going to miss a new tat on the broad arm, man. But she trying not to mess up that money, man. I mean, she all about that money, man. She all about that money. And not only is she all about that money, she gets a perverse thrill out of gaming niggas and getting over. Right? So a lot of times, it's not even the money aspect. It's more so, how many niggas can I clown? How many niggas can I use? How many niggas can I get over on? You know? And I guess that's why me and her click so well because, I mean, she would give me constant shit tests after shit tests after shit tests. And if you're going to agitate someone or you're going to give them shit tests after shit tests, the only way to gauge how effective the shit test is to have a reaction. You understand what I'm saying? If you don't have an individual that's reacting to what you're doing, you can't gauge how effective your psyop is. And that's what she's been doing to me like for years, man, trying her best to conduct psyops, psychological operations on me, man, but I don't move. I'm cold as ice with that shit. So when we at lunch and she's like, oh yeah, by the way, I met this dude and we this and that and that and that and this, the average cat would have been like, oh, wait up. Nuh-uh. How you gonna be talking about some nigga in front of me? And, you know, a typical dude would have read her the rioting act, right? But I've never done that. I'm like, really? Word? Y'all fucking? Well, tell me about it. Which, in turn, really, deep down, pisses her off because she wants to see me angry. She wants to see me mad. She wants me to show how much value she has by me acting like a petulant child and jumping up and down and stomping my feet because she's seeing someone else. But I never do that. So theoretically, I always pass her shit test because I never react to any of her shit tests. Never. And I think that's what set her off the other day when she said, we gotta go to the tat shop, you know what I mean? Because I think that was just the last straw as far as her having total unwavering respect for my game and my hustle. Because for the most part, I never let no bitches see me sweat, man. Mm-mm. As much as I love her and as much, because she does have my heart, man. But I can't let her know that. And in all reality, in all fairness, I am sort of numb and desensitized to the bullshit that she does. I mean, I'm not like the biker nigga that's waiting out on the porch for her to come back home. It's like, you know, with me and her, it's like, hey, Dig, I'll see you when I see you. Just like right before I start doing this show, man, she's sending me all sorts of lovey-dovey texts and, you know, sent me what was it? She sent me the Toni Braxton video on YouTube. I love me some him. And oh, she's working her magic, man. She is definitely working her magic. I don't know what she's trying to do, trying to make me fall head over heels in love with her again. I don't know her game. I don't know what she's up to. But you got to get up early in the morning to trick me, bitch. That's right. And I love my baby, man. Don't get it twisted. I love her. And, you know, I love go-getters. I love, I like grimy bitches, man. You know, I'm not going to marry one, but they keep me on my toes and they keep me entertained. And what she do to the next nigga, you know, fuck that nigga, man. Shit. Because real talk, he was low-key irritating me, man. I'm like, nigga, find you something to do and stop blowing this bitch up, nigga. We had the tat shot. Jesus Christ, boy. Oh, yeah. And as a matter of fact, there's something else I left out the equation, Brian. My fault, bro. It turns out, so she says that homeboy is actually married. All right. So, there you go. That's the full picture. And that's one of the main reasons why she says she don't care what he do. Or one of the main things is she says she don't care basically how he feel or what offends him, because he's married anyway. Now, could this have been some sort of ploy to get back at him once she found out he was married? I mean, that's a pretty extreme step to take. You know what I mean? When she found out he was married, because from what I know, she found out he was married like last week or something. So, you know, I don't overthink this shit. I don't really care why she got it. You know, as long as she got it. And she ain't getting his name on, you know. And like I said, she ain't really deep into this dude. Because if she was, man, she wouldn't have been blowing up my phone, man, like all month. Trying to get with me and trying to kick it. Because I know how she act when she finds somebody that she's really feeling, right? So, let me be redundant with this. No, she don't really get two shits about this nigga, man. I know her patterns, and her pattern right now is not dictating, or it's not letting me know that she has any sort of significant feelings for homeboy. What it is telling me right now is she may feel slighted, and she may feel like homeboy may have played her when she found out he was married. And now he's been relegated towards come up status, where she's just going to use him to get his ends, get in his pockets and stuff, man. And at the same time, low-key rub his face in the fact that she got some other nigga's name tattooed on her arm, because she is vengeful and spiteful like that. But, like I said, bro, I give less than two fucks about the next nigga's feelings, man. man. Bro, especially anybody dealing with her? Shoot. Baby girl pretty much leaves a path of destruction everywhere she goes. But Big Mike has been pretty much unscathed by her. Well, no, there's only one time where she actually got me. I was like, me and my boy Tony, man, you know, we talk about this ad nauseum. I ain't going to really talk about that story, but I think it was like in 2010 where I had a real crazy scenario situation with her. I might talk about that at a later date, because I've talked about it before on my podcast. But I just want to get on here and holler at you, Brian, man, because that is a very good question. That's a very good observation. Once again, I will. So allow me to reiterate, when I'm dealing with this woman, when I'm dealing with this chick, I gotta watch her. I gotta watch her, man, because she is one of the few females, man, where she is very hard to read. She is very hard to read. She's actually a sociopath. I've dealt with sociopaths in prison, and she's a sociopath. She's cold-blooded. She's a cold-blooded chick, man. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, she does have a loyal streak in her, man. She loves who she loves, and she will go to war for whoever she loves, man. But yet and still, she is cold-blooded, man. Mm-hmm. You gotta watch her. She'll leave your ass heartbroken and huddled up in a corner, all up in a ball like a rape victim, boy. Yeah, that's my baby, though, man. That's my baby. And I see her gaming niggas all the time, getting their money, playing them. But ain't gonna happen to me. It's not gonna happen to me. I can't even begin to tell you cats, man, a lot of the things that me and this broad went through, man, in the hustle and in the game. Woo! I don't get myself in trouble. But there's a genuine love for both of us, going both ways. She has a genuine love for me. I got a genuine love for her, too. And we both know and understand that we can't have no conventional square relationship. We can't do that. She realizes that I got my females and, you know, she got her little satellite love interests as well. So we come together, we kick it, we do what we do, and we take care of each other as much as we can, whenever we can. But good luck to the rest of the niggas and bitches that end up encountering her on the path of life. It ain't gonna be nothing nice, boy. All right, y'all. Fat Max, the Almighty Triple XL. Coming at you live and direct from Max City Limits Radio Show, maxcity.com. And we out. And we out. And we out.